Okay, let's move on to the next bit. About dating relationships. Can we have a show of hands? How many women here are single? Okay. And available.
No lying.
Okay, if anyone has caught your eye, right, you should know what to do from now. Okay. Alright. So it isn't always easy to tell if someone is queer, right? So this ability to tell if someone is or not is what we call gaydar. Do you think that exists? And I think many people would like to know, how do we get it? Where do we take classes?
Okay, there's actually a gaydar test on some website.
OkCupid.
And I scored 3 out of 20. I was better than 0% of the people. So my gaydar really stinks. It only pings on gay men, which, because I hang out with them so much, and more than lesbian women, that I kind of know how a gay man acts and his body actions. But for lesbians, it only pings for the butchers. It doesn't ping for anybody else. So I'm really, really bad at sussing out girls. Yeah. I don't know where to take lessons. Please tell me where.
Yeah, any thoughts from the rest of the speakers?
You mentioned about gay men and how they move. That's stereotyping, okay?
No, but it's just this inner feeling that you get now. More than that. Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's partly intuition.
Telepathy or something. You get it when you become a fat hack. Yeah.
Anyone else want to comment? If not, we can move on. Okay, right. When did you first start dating and what was the experience like? Is that too personal? You can tell me if you think. Yeah, no. Let's move on.
What's dating?
What's dating?
Yeah, dating who?
Oh, another woman? Another girl? Oh, okay, right. Okay. Right. If you've dated men before, then maybe we're talking only about women. Yeah, dating women here. Do you
21? That was 21. So that's all you want to know, right?
What was the experience like?
What was the experience like?
You've dated men before.
Yes.
Was it different for you dating a woman? I think because some of us here haven't dated men before, so they might be curious to know.
It depends on what type of lesbians you're dating. Okay, that's where the...
Okay, maybe we can limit it to your personal experience. That makes it easier, don't you think?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to tell. I mean, I've dated lesbian women who look androgynous but behave totally like men. It's like they insist on sending you home. They want to hold all your stuff, except your handbag if it's furry. Then, why are you laughing? Yeah. So, yeah, but other girls are less so. Yeah, so that's my experience.
Okay.
Oh no, I haven't dated. How? Okay, I don't know what dating is like yet, so I can't enlighten you on that. Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just felt right. Like, you're the correct person. I started dating at 22. She was my classmate. That's where you can find all the girlfriends from. Oops. The other good place is talks and forums like this.
Thanks for the advertisement.
It's true.
See, you're preaching to the converted.
Wait, I mean my current girlfriend, I met her in a talk. So my gay friend was like, oh, she just broke up. She's very sad. You take care of her, okay? Then I said, oh, yeah, sure.
Very kind of you.
Yeah.
Well, for me, the dating of a woman, it's very intense. Even the dating part itself is so intense. With a man, it's like, would you like to do this? Okay, you do it. I mean, with a woman, it's all the emotions and everything else. Yeah, so that's a big difference there.
So you talk a lot more about emotions and...
Yeah, lots of stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. In monogamous relationships, what do you think constitutes cheating? Do you think? Okay, so yeah, your opinion.
I think cheating.
it's okay if you don't want to answer, it's fine. Yeah.
If you sleep with somebody, kiss somebody, somebody who's not in the partnership. Okay, looking at, cute girls is alright, lah. I mean, because I will definitely break that rule. I think I'll worry more about myself cheating than my partner cheating. Yeah. But, I really don't know about relationships.
Okay. That's okay, Elsa. You'll have your turn.
Cheating, well, if you have, whatever I don't know doesn't hurt me. So, fantasies are okay. If you don't tell me and don't sleep talk, I'm fine. Nothing physical, no sleeping around. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, Jean, any comments?
It's a very big question, actually. A lot of definitions.
Let's just try to cover, briefly.
I like to look at girls, lah. So
yeah, we all do, right?
Yeah. No? So actually, the best way is to ask your girlfriend to join in. Then two of you stare. Yeah, I mean, that's my strategy, okay, for the past few years. Just ask her to join in, and then you all two just stare, and then comment together, and then it makes it the whole thing legal, and yeah. She
You're sharing the experience.
Yeah.
Making it legitimate, okay.
But usually I find women in general, they prefer monogamous relationship. It's very rare for me to come across a woman that's in a threesome or they are having an open relationship or something like that. I mean, I did discuss with my girlfriend about, maybe we can have a threesome night, that kind. I mean, we are just exploring. I didn't say I'm going to do it, but I mean, I'm not sure why, but it's the direct opposite of gay men. So, to me, it's being practical. I mean, it's just too much to juggle too many girls and time.
Not enough time. Energy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, something for the researchers to look into. Mei Ling.
Yeah, I think it's fine to look and to look and to look. And then I think it's also fine to go home and to dream and dream and dream about it. And to fantasize. I think it's okay. I think as long as the buck stops there, I think it's alright. I think the minute you make plans to go to bed with a person or attempt to go to that route, I think that's cheating. But other than that, sure, imagine and enjoy. I mean, yeah.
So the general consensus seems to be as long as you don't sleep with the person, it's okay. Alright. There is a common misconception that same-sex relationships don't last. What is your opinion on that?
Relationship question again, okay.
You can skip, Elsa, or you can ask them questions too, it's fine.
Okay, gay relationships, I think, have extra issues. Like external homophobia and internalized homophobia. These two, or one of them, is enough to kill the relationship or not make it start. So if people say that gay relationships don't last, it's usually because of these two. But other than that, gay relationships are more or less the same as straight relationships. There's nothing different, did you feed the cat? Did you feed the dog? You never feed, then we quarrel. The same thing happens in straight relationships. But I would think, I don't know. But
yeah,
for couples...
Okay. Your opinion, we understand that, yes.
For couples, like one who is in the closet and one who is outside the closet, I really don't know how they actually work that out. Because personally, I feel that if I'm in a relationship, I want to be very open about it. I don't want to hide it. I don't want to not be able to hold my girlfriend's hand in public and that sort of nonsense. So yeah, I don't know. What do the audience think? How do you deal with when your partner's in the closet and when you're not and you want to be open about it?
Maybe you can handle that in the question and answer section. Okay.
G- gay relationships don't last. I mean, I'm staring at a couple in front of me who have lasted more than 10 years. So, I don't buy it. Okay? And I think that gay relationships are like straight relationships. Yeah. At least the only girl I ever dated and whom I'm still dating shows me that in a relationship it's just love, commitment. And what Elsa mentioned was the external homophobia and all that. Yes, all these are factors, but if your relationship survives that, okay, then you really have something worth hanging on to. That's when it's really much stronger than any straight relationship out there, because they've actually gone past that barrier. So gay relationships do last, it can.
Because you've had to deal with the homophobia together.
Yeah.
And all the accompanying social obstacles, like not being able to register a marriage and things like that.
Oh, one day we'll be able to do it, lah. One day.
Okay. Jean.
I was once told for gay relationships, the man, action first, talk later. The women, talk first, then action later. I mean, I think that's quite true, right? What's the question?
There's a common misconception that same-sex relationships don't last.
Sorry.
That's okay, that was funny.
I'm quite scatterbrained. I disagree. I just think that it's a lot more difficult because we have to deal with a lot more issues like I can't bring my girlfriend home, this and that. I mean, that is directly related to education, self-awareness on a bigger scale. So I disagree. Even though my last relationship was 6 years, it didn't last because she was in the closet. I wasn't, and we were going in different directions. And I mean there are other problems like straight relationships. So it's the same actually. Same, but not quite the same. Not yet.
Okay, when you say last, how long do you expect it to last? Do you think 5 years is a good run? Only 2 years is a good run? Or do you think 20 years is a good run? You know, I think different people want them all to last in different length, you know. For me, I think gay relationships is very difficult to last. For one reason, it's, you know, when you meet somebody in a pub or you meet somebody in a talk in a forum like this, you know, you make eye contact and yes, 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 I like you and you like me. And you have coffee and you go to bed. You go to bed and the next morning she moves right into your house. And that's a relationship. You know, so how?
The old U-Haul joke.
Yeah, so you don't get the chance to know each other. You don't get the chance to know how mismatched you are. And you immediately assume that you are one couple. And I think that's the main reason why we don't last. It's not because we're one night stands, but it's because we don't give ourselves the time.
Yeah. So, personally, you think that you would want to date for a longer time before being in a committed relationship?
Yeah. And
then you think that makes a difference to the duration of the relationship?
Yes, definitely so. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Sometimes things aren't that rosy. How do we recognize a relationship that is abusive? And if we are bystanders to that relationship, what can we do? What do you think?
This is like thesis already, you know. University level. The hardest question. Challenger question. Violence,
right? If you,
right?
For example, witness like your friend, she's in an abusive relationship.
Okay, signs of violence, right? Bruises.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to be physical signs or what kind?
Okay, if it's sexual assault, I mean, I can't tell. I won't be able to tell. But physical violence, I guess you can see from like bruises, lacerations, teeth marks.
Actually, you don't have to answer in order. Yeah. Okay. And
how am I going to help her?
I think everyone's
is
laughing for a reason.
Okay, how am I going to help her?
Yeah.
Okay, I would listen to her first. I think a lot of people in like, even for those who have like eating disorders or whatsoever, the most important thing is not to tell them what to do first, but to listen. And sometimes all they really need is just a listening ear. So just hear out the problems. And I realize one mistake that I always make when people come to me for advice and when I give them advice, it's just I like to give suggestions and just keep I'm the one who's talking when it should be the other way around. I should be the one who is keeping quiet and listening and just being there for them. So I think just being there for them is the first and most important step already. If you can do that, then from there on you continue.
Okay.
As for how you can actually get out of the violent relationship, I don't know.
Okay, we actually don't have to answer in order. You can, you all can feel free to answer any point or not answer, and then we'll move on to the next question. So, no other comments. Okay. Okay.
Can I give you a textbook answer?
Sure.
I think that, there are abusive relationships in among the gay community, but I think that as a community, we tend to be silent about it. Because it's just such a shameful thing, right? It's like, people already say that gay people are like, walao, their relationship is not going to last. And then see, I told you, you know, they have like abusive relationships. So I think that there must be a lot more awareness. We need to talk more about it and not hide. And
support from within the community.
Yeah, and not care too much about what the world think about our relationships or what they criticize about us. I mean, the first thing we should do is to recognize it.
Okay. Awareness and support from within the community. Mei Ling.
Yeah, I think if I suspect a friend is abused in a relationship, I think what I'll do is I will make her aware that she's abused, because a lot of people don't know they're abused and they think it's okay, it's small and it's once, it's twice, you know, and she loves me anyway, you know,
they're
she
in
comes
denial.
Back. Yeah, the denial. I think that's all that we can do, because then we have to wait for the process to take its course when she knows that she had enough. I don't think we can push that, but I think the only thing is for us to make them know that they're abused and their relationships don't need to be like that. So that's the main thing.
Okay, thank you all for comments.